This is Alive with Joseph.
Please, you may be seated. Welcome to service. Okay, let's get into scriptures. The book of Daniel, chapter 11, verse 32, it says, "And such as do wickedly against the covenant shall he corrupt by flatteries. But the people that do know their God shall be strong, and they will also do exploits." The people that do know their God, they will be strong. And the next thing they do after receiving strength, they start doing exploits on the wings of the strength that they have received. And I pray for you this morning, you are empowered to do exploits in the name of Jesus. So the Bible makes it clear that those who do know their God, they become strong, and on the wings of the strength they have received, they are able to now do exploits. So this morning, we're looking at what I titled, Empowered to Do Exploits, or Empowered for Exploits. Empowered for Exploits. I've come to discover that men and women of exploits, they are contagious people. That is, exploits makes them to become contagious in their world. Men and women of exploits are men and women who are able to influence their world by the reason of what God is doing through them, not just in their lives, but also what God is doing through them. Now, exploit, what does it mean? What does it mean to do exploits? Exploit simply means to make things happen and to make news positively. I pray for you, you will make things happen in the name of Jesus. I didn't hear your amen. I say you will make things happen in the name of Jesus. What does exploit mean? Exploit also means taking giant strides. It means to produce unusual results. That is, exploit is you producing unusual and uncommon results. I pray for you, in the remaining days of this year, you will take giant strides in the name of Jesus. You will also produce unusual results in the name of Jesus. When you study the Bible very well, the Bible is full of ordinary men and women like you and I who were empowered by the Holy Spirit and the Almighty God. And by that empowerment, they were able to do unusual exploits. The Bible will tell us of men like Samuel, Prophet Samuel, who entered into a city, and the city was on a standstill because he entered that city. I pray for you. After now, anywhere you enter, you shall be known in the name of Jesus. I say you shall be recognized in the name of Jesus. You shall be known in the name of Jesus. Child of God, you cannot command exploits and people around you feign ignorance. You cannot be a man or a woman of exploits and people around you claim ignorance of your existence. I declare again over you, in the name of our Lord Jesus, as you are empowered to do exploits, may your influence spread in the name of Jesus. I say, may your influence spread in the name of Jesus. The Bible tells us of a man named John the Baptist. Actually, the Bible puts it this way concerning John the Baptist. According to John chapter 5 verse 35, he was a burning and a shining light, and ye were willing for a season to rejoice in his light. John the Baptist was a burning and a shining light, and they rejoiced in his light. I pray for you, you are a burning and a shining light in the name of Jesus. I pray for you, the light you carry, you will shine, you will brighten the lives of others around you in the name of Jesus. You will brighten the lives of others around you in the name of Jesus. I declare over you this morning, the light you carry will shine in the name of Jesus. I say your light will not be dimmed in the name of Jesus. Your light will shine forth. It will not just shine for you alone. It will brighten the destinies of everyone that is connected, related, and associated to you in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice, thunder after me. I am a burning and a shining light. If you believe it, say amen to that. Give Jesus your praise this morning. The same John the Baptist, the Bible recorded that the man roared in the wilderness and the entire city went to the forest to go look for him and hear him speak to them. The Bible makes it clear in Matthew 5, chapter 3, verse 5, people went out to him from Jerusalem and all Judea and the whole region of Jordan. They went out to look for him. All that matters answered to the roaring and the vociferous declaration of John the Baptist. They responded to him. I pray for you again in the name of our Lord Jesus. People will respond to the grace you carry in the name of Jesus. They will respond to the gifts you carry in the name of Jesus. They will respond to the call of God on your life in the name of Jesus. I said they will respond to the giftings of God on your life in the name of Jesus. They will respond to your skill in the name of Jesus. What you carry, people will respond to it in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise this morning. They responded. He shook his generation. He was commanding results in the wilderness that people in the city could not command. I don't know where you are, but I came to declare that place where you are, you will command results in the name of Jesus. I say you will command results in the name of Jesus. I prophesy you shall command and come on results in the name of Jesus. Let the mantle of exploit rest on you in the name of Jesus. And by this mantle, as you step out tomorrow, you will command results in the name of Jesus. Where you are, you will command results in the name of Jesus. People will come and look for you in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise this morning. Hallelujah. The Bible said people went out to him from Jerusalem and all Judea and the whole region of Jordan. They went out to him. He didn't go to look for them. They were the ones who were looking for him. Listen, you have been looking for people. You have been advertising. You have been posting. You have been claiming. You have been declaring. But after today, what you have been looking for, they will come looking for you in the name of Jesus. I said they will come looking for you in the name of Jesus. Clients will look for your business in the name of Jesus. Customers will look for you in the name of Jesus. The skill you have, they will look for it in the name of Jesus. You will be in high demand in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise this morning. Hallelujah. They left wherever they were. They started looking for him. I don't know where they are, but they are living there to look for you in the name of Jesus. The Bible said they left Judea. They left Jerusalem. They left the regions of Jordan. Jerusalem was the hub of trade. They left this capital city of trade. They will leave Cape Town to look for you in Polokwane in the name of Jesus. You didn't hear me. They will leave Durban to look for you in Polokwane in the name of Jesus. They will leave Johannesburg to look for you in the city of Polokwane in the name of Jesus. Give Jesus your praise this morning. They went to the wilderness to look for him. They left the regions of Jordan to go look for him. Not your neighbor, tell them they are coming to look for you. Oh yes, they are coming. They are coming. You've been advertising. You've been doing all kinds of things. It looks like nobody is seeing you. But after today, you shall be seen in the name of Jesus. The Bible said the same John the Baptist roared in the wilderness, and the entire city went to the forest to look for him. The entire city. And the Apostle Paul, the Bible says, was commanding so much exploit that the regions of hell could not ignore his impact. They actually said concerning Paul in Acts 24 verse 5, he said, "We have found this man." Hey, they will find you. I said they will find you. I said they will find you. They said, "We have found this man to be a troublemaker, stirring up riots among the Jews all over the world. He is a ringleader of the Nazarene sect." When the Apostle Paul landed, when he manifested, his generation called him a ringleader. His adversaries couldn't ignore his impact. They said he was a troublemaker. That is to say, he troubled hell so much that hell had to acknowledge that the Apostle Paul was a troublemaker. Hey, Paul was spreading like a swarm of locusts that invaded a farm. Paul could not be contained. He could not be stopped. He infiltrated the entire Asia, Minor Asia, parts of Europe, and the entire Middle East. I pray for you. You will not be stopped in the name of Jesus. I say you will not be stopped in the name of Jesus. I say you will not be stopped in the name of Jesus. By the mantle of exploit on your life, infiltrate the marketplace in the name of Jesus. I say enter into new market space in the name of Jesus. Enter into new market space in the name of Jesus. Begin to reach new groups of people in the name of Jesus. I said, begin to reach new groups of people in the name of Jesus. You know, you have been reaching only your villagers, only your village people. But after today, you will reach different races, you will reach different nationalities, you will reach different tribes in the name of Jesus. Your blessing will not just be your business will not just be a Tonga business, a Sotho business. You know, when you arrive there, riperile everywhere. That devil is a bastard. You will arrive in that business, it will be international customers, international clients in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise this morning. Do not be a gathering of Sotho people. Tobela, Tobela, everybody, Tobela, Tobela. That devil is a bastard. I pray for you. Reach different groups of people in the name of Jesus. Reach the Tongas in the name of Jesus. Reach the Zulus in the name of Jesus. Reach the Tuanas in the name of Jesus. Reach the Vendas in the name of Jesus. Reach the Sutus in the name of Jesus. Reach different nationality in the name of Jesus. Reach different colors of people in the name of Jesus. Reach the Afrikaners in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise this morning. Ah! That's what God wants to do. The Bible said he reached different people. They arrived and they said, this man has caused trouble here. Paul was spreading. May you spread in the name of Jesus. I said, may you spread in the name of Jesus. The Bible recorded when you study scriptures, he rode on horseback 30,000 kilometers. He went around the equator 3 times, preached for 33 years. This man, Paul, he preached, he planted churches everywhere to the point where this man planted church in the house of King Nero, the emperor of Roman Empire. He planted church there. Huh. How many are ready to spread out to Polokwane? Listen. If you can't see it, you can't have it. It is the will of God for you to spread. When he said multiply is not just to increase, you know, in terms of childbearing. Multiply also means whatever you touch should spread beyond the region where you are. I give you access into different regions in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise this morning. In the book of Acts of Apostles chapter 9, one woman named Lydia died and they refused to bury her because of her exploits. Hear this, friends. If you don't command results, your mockers will disrespect you. If you don't command results, your mockers will disrespect you. Men and women of exploits, they live their lives intentionally. Be intentional in this end of the year. Be intentional the remaining days of this year. Inasmuch as you're going to party, as you party, be intentional. Be intentional. Are you hearing me? Be intentional in this season. Be intentional because your life must produce results as prepared and ordained by God. Men and women of exploits, they are very intentional. They don't live life by chance. You will always see the operations of grace on the life of men and women of exploit. Men and women of exploit, they operate with extraordinary capacity. Why? Because they have been divinely empowered. You cannot do exploits as a believer if you're not empowered. Listen, friends, in the kingdom of God where you and I belong to, exploit is possible. Exploit, rather, is not possible until you are empowered. And one of the ways to be empowered is by acquiring knowledge, because it is they that do know their God. They that do know their God, they are the ones who do exploits. They are the ones who are strong. People don't expire because they want to expire. Hear me, friends. People expire when what they know have expired. Can I ask you this morning, what you know, has it expired? What makes people expire is when what they know has not been updated. When what you know has not been updated, you expire. I pray for you. You will not expire in the name of Jesus. I say you will not expire in the name of Jesus. When what you know is irrelevant, you also become irrelevant to your generation. When what you know have expired, you also expire in your generation. But I pray for you today, may your knowledge bank increase in the name of Jesus. May your wisdom bank increase in the name of Jesus. May you not be bankrupt of knowledge in the name of Jesus. May you not be bankrupt of wisdom in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise if you believe that this morning. Give Jesus praise. Hear this, friends. When you are empowered, you do exploits. You cannot do exploits without being empowered. And knowledge is one of the ways that you are empowered. Power is a function of knowledge. To uncover knowledge is to uncover power. So it is they that do know their God. When they know their God, they receive strength. On the wings of the strength they have received, they do exploits. They that do know their God. So without power, you cannot command certain realms of results. Power sets you apart from the rest. What then is power? Number one, power is an essential aspect of spiritualism manifesting in humans. Any man who is functioning in power has connected himself to a spiritual source. Be it an unbeliever, be it a believer. Any man you see on the planet Earth who is functioning in power, somehow they've connected themselves to a spiritual source. Number two, power is the superimposition of strange influence that changes the condition, location, and situation of the demonstrator. Where power is available, conditions can be changed. Where power is available, situations can be changed. Where power is available, location also can be changed. You can move from a faceless, nameless area to a place of influence. By power, you can move from a tenant to a landlord. By power, you can move from single to married. By power, you can move from barrenness to a joyful mother of quadruplets. By power. By power. Are you hearing me, friends? By power, strange influence coming on you that changes your condition, location, situation. I pray for you. Let your condition change in the name of Jesus. Situation change in the name of Jesus. Where you are that you don't like, I change your location in the name of Jesus. I announce over you what the devil have said you cannot have. By power, receive it in the name of Jesus. You will not just have it, you will also give it out in the name of Jesus. You will distribute it in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your highest praise this morning. Anywhere you are, you don't like, by power you can change it. By power you can move from the backside of life to the front line of destiny. By power you can go from obscurity to notoriety. By power you can move your business from local playing field to international playing field. By power. Hey, they can start paying you in dollars by power. Yeah. You're too used to rands. By power, they can start paying you in dollars. The world has become a global village. Anybody can see you anytime. Anybody can see you anytime. Anybody can see you. You know, the global family we have, people we have now from overseas, from United States, from Canada, and all of those places. There was nobody who reached out to them. How they saw the church, I don't even know. The last time we had a meeting, one of them, she said, she was in the downtown of her life. Somehow, she just saw the YouTube, the prayer session. The world has become a global village. Anybody can see you at any time. Release your faith for it. Believe God for it. And I declare over you, God will change your playing field into an international playing field in the name of Jesus. Receive international playing field in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise this morning. Hallelujah. By power. Hey, by power. Number three. What then is power? Power is the perceived significance of authority, rewards, and privileges. It is the awareness of the authority, privileges, and rewards you carry as one who is empowered by the Holy Ghost. Power is the extra on your ordinary. It is the super on your natural. It is the super on your natural that brings out the expectation of the individual that is carrying it, that is manifesting it. Power is the super on the natural of the individual that is carrying and manifesting it. Where there is power, expectations are carried out. Where there is power, intentions are realized. Where there is power, vision is never left in the sea of forgetfulness. Where there is power, vision is accomplished. Hey, where there is power, I pray for you. Whatever vision you have, receive power that is necessary to accomplish it. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive the power you require to actualize it in the name of Jesus. I declare whatever vision you have, become it in the name of Jesus. Become it in the name of Jesus. For as many have received him, to them gave he power to become. Power to become. Whatever intentions you have to better your life, whatever intentions you have to succeed and make progress, I declare, because power has come, become it in the name of Jesus. Child of God, there is nothing you cannot become. There is nothing, you absolutely nothing you cannot become. There is nothing you cannot accomplish. There is no dream you cannot interpret. There is no vision you cannot fulfill. There is no intention you cannot carry out when power is at work. Hallelujah. Please, let's give Jesus praise this morning. There is nothing you cannot become. And I pray for you this morning, receive power in the name of Jesus. Number four, what then is power? Power is the manifestation of immortality and divinity in the temporal, spatial, and material realm. Where there is the invasion of the celestial, anywhere there is power, you can cross the realms of the mortal to the realms of the immortal. And redemption has given you dual citizenship. You live both in the realms of the spirit and in the realms of the physical. Child of God, you belong to the realms of the terrestrial. You also belong to the realms of the celestial. That is, when the terrestrial fails, you employ the celestial. You employ it. And I pray for you, as your amen agrees with me this morning, by power, move from the realms of the mortal. Begin to function in the realms of the immortal in the name of Jesus. Move from natural to supernatural in the name of Jesus. I say your life shall be supernatural living in the name of Jesus. You didn't hear me. Your life, your dealings shall be supernatural in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise this morning. That is why, child of God, there are things you are immune to. Why? Because you have moved from the realms of mortality to the realms of immortality. Child of God, you operate in two realms. You operate in two realms. Right there in the marketplace, you ought to function by the supernatural. Listen, do you know that the place you need the supernatural manifestation most is in the marketplace, not in the church? Because in the marketplace is Babylon. In Babylon, there are different spirits domiciled in Babylon. Different spirits. Different spirits. That is where you need to manifest supernaturally. So when I talk about power, I'm not talking about, you know, raising the dead, healing the sick. Those are good. They are very good. But above that, you need to go back to the marketplace and take over supernaturally. And God wants you and I to do that. He wants you and I to do that. That is why I said the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our God and of his Christ, and we shall reign forever. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. So you operate in two realms. No unbeliever shall have an advantage over you. They that do know their God, they produce results that are mind-blowing. And I pray for you this morning, as you agree with me, after today, you will produce results in your life that will shock your enemies in the name of Jesus. You produce results that will shock your mockers in the name of Jesus. I prophesy over you this morning, no wizard will be able to sit on your result in the name of Jesus. By the power of the Holy Ghost, I commission you as a woman of exploits in the name of Jesus. I commission you as a man of exploits in the name of Jesus. Receive financial exploit in the name of Jesus. I say receive career exploit in the name of Jesus. Receive business exploits in the name of Jesus. Receive academic exploits in the name of Jesus. Receive marital exploits in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise if you believe that. Hallelujah. Hear me, friends. You can't be connected to Christ and be subjected to the ridiculousness of life. You cannot be connected to Christ and be a victim in the hands of mortal men. You cannot be connected to Christ and you suffer untold hardship. And I pray for you. I pray for your family. I pray for your children. I pray for your career. I pray for your business. I pray for your health. After today, there shall be exploits in the name of Jesus. I said there shall be exploits in the name of Jesus. There shall be exploits in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice, thunder power. You cannot. Listen, friends. There is something about the believer. The believer is not ordinary. These were the things I discovered so many years ago. Listen, I rubbish Satan. When you see him, ask him. Because I understood that the believer is not ordinary. My friend, you're not ordinary. Listen, you're not ordinary. You're not ordinary. Hey. You carry power. So then, what are the advantages of exploits? Number one advantage is enlargement. You cannot be carrying the mantle of exploits and be microscopic in your expression. You cannot be carrying the mantle of exploits. You are myopic and pintomic in your expression. No. Your results must be mega. It must be highly colossal. I tell you. Amen. You cannot. What you carry doesn't permit for microscopic manifestation. So one of the advantages of exploit is enlargement. Hear me, friends. The swimming of a fish in the water is not a miracle because it has fishy nature. It has no choice but to swim in water. The acrobatic display of a monkey is not a prayer request, my friend. Why? Because the monkey is monkeyous in nature. Why am I saying that? As a believer, you producing proficient and mega result shouldn't be a prayer request because of the power of the Holy Ghost that you carry. I shouldn't be surprised when an elephant, you know, releases poo-poo and is massive and colossal. I shouldn't be. Why? Because by the nature of the elephant, it cannot produce anything less. By your nature in Christ, you cannot produce anything less than mega. I declare over you, your mega days are here in the name of Jesus. Result mega in the name of Jesus. Result proficient in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise this morning. You can't be carrying power for exploits and you're producing microscopic, myopic, pinchomic results. Delivering results is a mockery to salvation. Amen. Give Jesus praise. Give Jesus praise. Hallelujah. Ah, and I pray for you. Every operation in your life that is anti-redemption, I cancel it by fire in the name of Jesus. Every operation in your life that is anti-redemption, Holy Ghost! Every operation in your family, in your business that is anti-redemption, Holy Ghost! Holy Ghost! Give Jesus your praise this morning. So one of the advantages of exploit is enlargement. What then is enlargement as I begin to close here? What then is enlargement? Number one, enlargement refers to the numerical increase of an existing entity. You are born to increase. For the path of the just is as a shining light. You are born to increase. Number two, enlargement is a deliberate incremental addition made to achieve a bigger than expected outcome. May you achieve in this season a bigger than expected outcome in the name of Jesus. They are expecting you to be like this. I declare you will be like this in the name of Jesus. You didn't hear me. They are expecting you to be like this. I prophesy by the mantle of exploit, you shall be like this in the name of Jesus. I say you shall be like this in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise this morning. You are producing results that is bigger than expected outcome. Number three. Enlargement is a mental process that involves practical steps to access new realms of achievement and profit. The realm of achievement where you are, it has expired, my friend. It is time to come up hither. I say it is time to come up hither. I know now you are better than all your friends. Praise God. I give God praise for you. But now go beyond bettering than your friends. Amen. Your profit will increase. Oh, I say your profit will increase. The profit margin of that business, I declare, it shall increase in the name of Jesus. Number four, enlargement is the transcendental multiplication of your existence. And I pray for you. Anything that has vowed you will remain small. Hey, 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 you will remain small. I command that thing to catch fire in the name of Jesus. I command your existence to experience a quantum leap in the name of Jesus. I command your existence to multiply exponentially in the name of Jesus. I prophesy expansion on your life in the name of Jesus. Expansion on your knowledge in the name of Jesus. Expansion in your career in the name of Jesus. Expand in your business in the name of Jesus. Expand in your personal growth in the name of Jesus. I declare on this one, expanding your finances in the name of Jesus. You'll be counting in thousands, prepare to count in millions. You'll be counting in millions, prepare to count in tens of millions. You'll be counting in tens of millions, I declare, prepare to count in hundreds of millions in the name of Jesus. Prepare to count in billions in the name of Jesus. Enlargement. 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 God wants you to enlarge. God wants you to break forth on the left and on the right side. In Jesus' name, amen. Number five, enlargement. The law of heaven that has been bestowed upon you. The power. It has bestowed on you the power to conquer your environment. This week, change levels in the name of Jesus. Conquer your environment in the name of Jesus. By this time tomorrow, you will be singing a new song in the name of Jesus. By this time tomorrow, I don't know who that is for. People will sit, they will sit to gather to honor you in the name of Jesus. By this time tomorrow, your employment letter is released in the name of Jesus. By this time tomorrow, clients are rushing to your business in the name of Jesus. And you have the solution for them in the name of Jesus. You will have the solution for them. They will not come and use Akiti EB. I don't know. No, no, you will know. I say you will know. I say you will know. Abba. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I came from a school of thought where, you know, these guys in the marketplace when I was growing up, you know, for instance, I came to Pastor Cody's shop. I want to come and buy. And she doesn't have what I'm selling, what I want to buy. She's not selling. She's not even selling it. But she'll tell me, wait, wait, I'm coming. I'll bring it for you, Nana. It's in my other shop. She never tells you, no, I don't. No, no, no. She said, wait, I'm coming. She says, sit, sit. She gives you cold drink. Be drinking. I'm coming. She goes and look, you know, and go and bring it. Because in life, never say, I don't know. Clients come to you. Tell them, wait. If you need to make call, make calls. Make calls. Ask someone. Business come to you. Never let, you know, have the Indian mindset. An Indian man never allows money come. And he, no, no, no. And that's why you see the function in certain level of wealth. Because they understand the playing field. Give the Lord your praise this morning. Hallelujah. God wants us to make exploits. Hallelujah. And God will change your playing field in the name of Jesus. I declare over your playing field changes in the name of Jesus. By this time tomorrow, those who are supposed to honor you, they will honor you in the name of Jesus. Number six, enlargement is a mathematical, geometric, and exponential increase in your life in accordance with your vision. Once you enlarge in the direction of your vision, you are bound to experience enlargement. When a person has no vision, there is nothing for them to experience enlargement on. The Bible makes it clear that write the vision, make it plain on the table. Listen, friends, any enlargement that is opposite your vision will be disastrous. Any mathematical, geometric, exponential increase that is not according to the dimensions of your vision, it will be disastrous. That is why in this season, get a vision for 2026. Don't just party. Some days, party. Some days, get a vision. Amen. So you see, now I'm the didn't say you shouldn't party. Get a vision. Because enlargement is to the dimensions of your vision. Where there is no vision, the people perish. Where there is no vision, I add my own. The people never experience enlargement. And I pray for you in this season. May your enlargement be in accordance with the dimensions of your vision in the name of Jesus. And anything that is to the contrary, I cancel it in the name of Jesus. Number 7, enlargement refers to a vertical, horizontal movement in the direction of perceived expectation or desired destination. It is either you are growing upward, forward, or sideways. You never go down. Thunder, I will never go down. Thunder, I will never go down. Thunder, I will never go down. So you're growing upward, you're growing forward, you're growing sideways. Didn't the Bible actually put it this way? Isaiah 37 verse 31. And the remnant that is escape of the house of Judah shall again take root downward and bear fruit upwards. I pray for you, you shall bear fruit upwards in the name of Jesus. Number 8, enlargement involves encroaching upon a desired territory with the intention of taking control, with the intention of taking over. You're encroaching upon a desired territory. Child of God, kingdoms are not surrendered, they are taking over. There are certain territories in the marketplace you will never enter by just knocking on those doors. Why? Because the gatekeepers there, they will not want to give you access. So you must bulldoze your way. Bulldoze your way into the place. Bulldoze your way into the place. Stop knocking. Even the knock is so weak. Lazy man knock. Ask my wife. When I get home, the way I knock on our door, they know Papa has arrived. Papa has come back. Everything I do is an expression of my spiritual state. I arrive, I bam, 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 bam. The whole house is shaking. The lion has arrived. Hallelujah. Some of you, you must stop knocking. Bulldoze your way into the place. The gatekeepers there, they will not give you access. You keep pleading with them, they will never give you access. They are gatekeepers. They've locked the place. They don't like you. They won't give you access. But friends, you need to understand. Enlargement involves you encroaching upon a desired territory with the intention of you taking over. So it will require you bulldoze your way into it. By you first of all gain access in the spiritual, then in the natural you manifest. Hear me, friends. There is no empty territory anywhere. Every territory is already occupied. And God is not asking you to take over an empty territory. He is calling you and I, as believers, to go take over territories that are already occupied by workers of iniquity. Because the kingdoms of our war, of this world, has become the kingdom of our Lord and of His Christ. And He will reign forever and ever. Amen. Hallelujah. It's time to take over. Thunder, it's time to take over. Thunder, it is time to take over. Hear me, friends. To be gentle in the spirit is to be a slave for life. Gentility in the natural realm is a virtue. But gentility in the spirit realm is a liability. It's a liability. Aggression is the language for possession. Aggression sponsors possession. Aggression in the spirit sponsors takeover. There are things that will not only require your prayer and fasting. It will require you start. You take brutal step of faith. Listen, what brought your church here is brutal step of faith. We want 4 million. We don't have. Can we give you what we have? Let deposit first. Hold it, hold it. Just hold it with you. We'll talk later. And there's a property the church is about to buy again for the children's church. Is it, we're also in the same approach. We just hold it first. Gentility will make you a slave. Some of you have prayed enough. You have fasted. It is time to take brutal step of faith. Each time I tell you step out in faith, I'm not telling you to sit down at home. Step out in faith means step out in faith.
You can't pray the kind of prayers I lead you to pray every morning. And after praying, you sit down. You rise. It's an error to sit. After I've told you, nothing holds you back. And you are now holding yourself back. I sweat, 5 a.m., declaring over you, nothing holds you back. Then after I declare, and I pray for you, I declare your ways are clear. Now you step out in faith. Instead of you rising to step out, you now sit. You have made a mockery of the prayer. All the things I declared this week, if you go through your notes, all the things I declared this week, you know, when I was praying for you, how many of you remember some of them? All the things I declared this week, let me find some of them in case you have forgotten. You know, they are there on the prayer. Let me give you some of them. All the things I declared over you this week. I started on Monday by declaring to you on Monday, you're too good to be true. I went to Tuesday. I announced over you, there shall be no more evil day. Step out in faith. No evil day. Step out in faith. I came on Wednesday. I declare, God has worked everything so well for me. So if God has worked everything so well for you, why are you still sitting down? Start that business. Set up that shop. Apply for that house. I almost said propose to that man. But... I'm telling you, Sean, some of these guys, these ladies will have to propose to them. Bring him and tell him, come. Buy a ring for him. And say, now, you better say yes. If you don't say yes. Amen. So step out in faith. Step out in faith. Don't sit back. Step out in faith. Aggression is the language for possession. Aggression is the language for possession. The four lepers said, why sit we here until we die? They that don't have it, the reason they don't have it is because they are refusing to rise to take what has been given. Hallelujah. The scripture tells us, I close with this. As for the Jebusites, Joshua chapter 15, verse 63. And as for the Jebusites, the inhabitants of Jerusalem, the children of Judah, could not drive them out. But the Jebusites dwelt with the children of Judah at Jerusalem until this day. God gave them the land of Jebusites, but they didn't rise to take. And as a result, the Jebusites remained there. There are many of you, what God has given to you, you are not taking. Unbelievers are still holding it. Take it, my friend. Hear this, friends. Prophecy without rising to take is a charismatic oration. Saying, Father, you promise me, Father, you promise me, Father, you promise me, Father, Father, you promise me. It is no longer a language in the spirit. It is not a language for those who are refusing to rise to take responsibility. Rise. Rise. It's time to do exploit. The mantle of exploit is on your life. I say, God has given it to you. It is time you take it, and I pray for you. You will take it in the name of Jesus. I stand here and I declare over you, whatever they have said you cannot have, receive it in the name of Jesus. I say, receive it in the name of Jesus. I make it yours in the name of Jesus. Nothing holds you back again in the name of Jesus. No more evil day in the name of Jesus. I pray for you. Your prayer request has become a testimony in your life in the name of Jesus. I decree and I declare, because God have said yes to you this week, nobody will deny you in the name of Jesus. Nobody will say no to you in the name of Jesus. Favor is on your head in the name of Jesus. Increases in your hands in the name of Jesus. Speed on your feet in the name of Jesus. You are empowered to do exploits in the name of Jesus. Give me two powerful amen. Two. Give the Lord your praise. Hallelujah. Lift your voice and give God your praise this morning. Lord, I thank you because I'm empowered to do exploits. Lord, I thank you because I am stepping out in faith. No more fear. Child of God, step out in faith. Try. Go there. Knock on that door. But Pastor, the last time I knocked, they said no. Go back again. Go back again. But Pastor, what if they refuse me? What if they say yes? What if they accept you? Apply for that house again. Apply for that business lifting again. Apply. Go for it. Go for that job one more time. Speak about that promotion again. Go ahead. Go ahead and speak to the Lord. Lord, thank you because you have empowered me to do exploits.
Thank you so much for listening. We believe you are blessed by the word. For more, please visit our website, www.alivewithjoseph.com, as well as subscribe to our YouTube channel, Alive with Joseph Mogocha. Till next time, God bless.